This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
There are a couple words in the English language that I hate at this moment.
Wow.
Trending.
Oh, I'll give you that. Yes.
Influencer. Yeah.
Influencer. Dude, we work with an influencer. You hate her? What am
I don't hate.
Oh my gosh.
I think she's an amazing human.
Oh,
I adore her.
When I tell her what you think of her, she's going to be so crushed.
Oh my God, stop making this about me.
Oh, Amber.
No, Amber, you're awesome. If you're listening, hey, hit me up. I think you're cool.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Yeah, it's the made up word for that job influencer.
So there's great news about my hatred of influencers.
The words are going away finally?
The word's not going away. They're going away.
What? Amber's going away?
No, she stinks.
Oh,
stop
okay.
Making it about Amber. And poor Carson's like, I kind of influence.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Hey, Carson, hey, dude, every bit as much of it. You're not. It's Amber.
Amber's
the influencer.
Yeah.
I mean, you're kind of an. How did you turn this?
Yeah, what are you doing
into
to these people?
I was trying to talk about trending stuff
Okay. And
influencer stuff.
Yeah.
And the first thing is this, influencers are going away and even influencers kind of know it.
Oh, hang on. We know influencers are like, that's the it job.
It says social media is filled with influencers who sell everything and anything to their followers. We've been rolling along with it for a lot of years and they've been making tons of money. But according to a new study, things are slowing down.
Oh, no kidding.
Researchers have found that influencer engagement rates are failing them hardcore. Followers are actually less likely to buy something if the influencer says it than if they did not.
Wow. So they're probably trying to...
Yay!
Dang.
I'm just...
They're
going
to be going...
Yes. Yes. Which means, does that mean trending is going away? Because it's that thing that everybody says. I mean, something has to be trending at any given moment, right?
Do we
have to call it that?
Can I don't mean to interrupt you and take you off in the left field real quick, but you told me something awesome is about Twitter, the trending on the Twitter.
Yeah.
That when they say trending on that specific place, it's like 2%.
It's literally, yeah, it's something like that. There's like 20% of humans in America are actually on Twitter.
Okay.
And only 10% of them are doing the most tweeting.
Yes.
So if it's only 20% of the population total and only 10% of that is tweeting, when something is blowing up on Twitter and everybody's like, oh my God, everybody thinks Pizza Hut is awful, that's really only 2% of the population total that we're talking about, because it's 20% total and only 10% of them. 2% of the people, if you believe what's trending on Twitter, then you're...
That's right.
You're following the 2%. You're still, if you're part of the 98%, let it go.
Yes.
They're fine.
That's a great stat.
That is some incredible stats. But here's what's trending now. And I don't know if it's on Twitter or what, but I know you get really irritated when the kids all eat the Tide Pods. It is natural selection. We're eventually going to thin the herd a
bit.
But there's a new thing going on where they're stapling bread to trees. Why are they doing that?
Yeah, it's like everyone sits around and goes, what is the dumbest, most abstract thing that we could ever... I know.
Let's get bread.
And we'll like staples and trees.
It's, they're calling them breadings. And they go back and it's all over Reddit is one of the places where they're doing it. And they explain which type of bread. Because I've seen them with like ginormous loaves of bread.
Oh, they're doing loaves now.
Well, not loaves, I'm sorry, pieces. But it's like the loaf itself was big enough that the bread was a significant thing. And it's basically, they talk about, well, right here we got your focaccia with a 16 penny nail.
Okay.
They're telling you the bread they're using.
Oh my God, why?
And I don't know, but it made me, this is a question I've wanted to ask for so many years. Like, you're walking down the street and you see bread on a tree, you're going to go, what? Why? Do you remember the trend where you'd be walking down a street and then there'd just be like a shoe in a tree or like a bunch of shoes in a tree or shoes on. Was that like the same thing? Was that the trending thing back in the day?
No, dude, you know this.
I don't know this. I honestly don't know this.
Especially the shoes hanging from like the telephone wires and stuff in neighborhoods.
You just drive down a random street.
You know what that means, don't you?
Wow. It just means somebody got, like, it's always a pair is what perplexed me. I thought like you lost a shoe and then you just throw one up there, but it's always a pair of shoes. Are you telling me that I'm dumb and I don't know something?
I just learned this myself like a year or two ago. I didn't know this either. That is like a universal sign for drugs are being sold here. You go through any bad neighborhood, you're going to see shoes thrown over power lines left and right. It's because it's an unwritten little thing saying you can buy drugs here.
Yes. But if you know that,
yes,
then wouldn't law enforcement know that? Like,
probably.
Then isn't it like putting up a 7-Eleven sign? Like,
yeah, it used to be one of those, you know, codes, you know, no one really know, but now everyone.
Does it matter what kind of shoe? Like, is it?
Wow, I never thought of that.
Because here's the thing.
It's like a Coke dealer would throw up a boot.
Yeah, that's exactly, because I see like combat boots. I've been, like, there's a neighborhood, I can't remember where I drove through, I think it was near my home, yes.
Okay. Sorry, we're talking Commerce City.
Hold on. No, it was that time I turned off Gartrell and was trying to head to your house.
That's my hood. You know.
No, you're right. It was somewhere in Commerce City, I think. And there was a tree and a power line near the tree that I'm talking, dude. There was a time there where I thought maybe shoes grew on trees.
Oh, okay.
So there was a ton of shoes. What does that mean?
Okay, I saw this movie, and it had to do with young people, and towards the end of the movie, the guy and the girl, they both took off their shoes, ran up to this huge old tree that was adorned with other shoes. It was like a little thing amongst couples. It was like just a little initiation thing.
Is that the locks on that bridge in France or whatever?
They had to bring that to a stop.
Yeah.
People in towns will find a tree and do that to it, throw shoes.
So that means something different. That doesn't mean, if there's a ton of shoes on a tree, it's not like there's a Costco where you can get all kinds of drugs.
Because in that movie, the young people thought that it looked so beautiful, so they would throw
their
shoes.
How are shoes in a tree beautiful? You're ruining the tree.
You would think.
The tree's not happy about it.
Right, and these are old, beautifully huge trees, too.
So then,
I know.
So everyone knows, like, for real, you're telling me that everyone has known.
I didn't know that one either, Tor.
So you're a person who partakes.
Okay.
Have you ever driven around looking for no, don't worry about it. It's going to be a good weekend. Just let me find some shoes.
Hang you dangling from a... No, I would never.
Hey, who's got the huevos to get out of their car in that neighborhood and then walk up to the shoe on the power line and go,
okay.
Hello?
Where's the...
Is there a take a number thing here? Honest to God, you're telling me that's a thing.
Yeah. I would never, ever know.
So what does breading mean then?
Good point. I don't know.
Bakery 500 feet. Stop the trend.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.